Hip-hop MC King Kapisi, otherwise known as Bill Riley, got his start in his hometown of Wellington, playing drums in bands while at Wellington High School. His first time rapping on stage was guesting with Wellington group Noise and Effect, who would open up the mic, and he would open up as MC at their gigs. On stage, New Zealand-born Samoan King Kapisi is a Kiwi hip-hop legend. He has performed at nearly every major New Zealand music event, and alongside the likes of the Black Eyed Peas, Janet Jackson, the Beastie Boys, to name just a few. Today, we have the privilege of having Bill on the line to have a chat with us about the Black Lives Matter protest at Altair Square in Auckland yesterday afternoon. Talofa lava, Bill, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Uzo. It's a pleasure and an honor.
It is my pleasure. Tell us about Black Lives Matter protest in Auckland yesterday. What prompted you to join the mass?
Well, for me, I was just reminded yesterday from my older sister that in 1981, when the Springbok tour protest was happening down in Wellington, me, my sister, and the rest of my family and my mum, We joined the protest, and we were protesting back in 1981. And I feel strongly about, you know, particular issues. I've gone hard for the people of East Timor, also gone hard for the people of Nepal, and, you know, and jumped on board with, especially with tangata whenua issues here in Aotearoa. I feel very strongly, you know, Samoans for tino rangatiratanga. You know, if we don't go and support these particular issues, what are we going to stand up for? And a lot, you know, there's a lot of, you know, to and fro on social media, but obviously good is good and bad is bad. And, you know, what I try and support every single time is the good.
What was it about this particular incident that has riled you up enough to get you out on the street, Bill?
Well, one of the things that I played at a Black Lives Matter gig. So Ronald Lepree from the Commodores, who sings Easy, and Brickhouse, who wrote those songs, was at Neck of the Woods in Auckland. This was about a year ago, and a couple of artists, Lady Six, myself, Kedemwana, Rapley, my wife, and heaps of other artists jumped on board, and we supported the Black Lives Matter gig. And, you know, yesterday was obviously a holiday. And so what I was quite surprised at was that I could have stayed home, could have just sat back and watched some Netflix, watch some, you know, some basketball if I, you know, wanted to, or do some work. But I thought to myself, no, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go and support this cause, because if we're not going to stand up for this cause, what are we going to stand up for? You know, we've got injustices happening around the world. And I think for me personally, that since the people of the United States have been subjected and they've been amongst a lot of injustices, you know, all the way back to slavery, since they, you know, and Mr. Trump is not helping at all. I just personally felt that I needed to go up and stand up and be one with the crowd. And what was amazing that my sister Makarita down in Wellington was down at the Wellington One with my niece Vaimela, and she was saying, you know, there was maybe 100, 150, 200, you know, people. So I was like, okay, that's great, you know. And then I turned up to the one in Altair Square, and the Altair Square was chock-a-block, and there were people from the top of, you know, mid Queenstown, Queen Street, all the way down to Key Street. So there was a lot of people who felt the same way, riled up enough to, you know, to leave their homes in the cold and brave the weather and come support a great kaupapa like this.
And isn't modern technology a thing? Imagine all of the other injustices that have gone unseen, unheard. But because of cell phones, we now know exactly what happened in this particular incident.
Well, you know, I feel very strong about other issues. As Ihu Matau was, you know, was one of the other, you know, things or kaupapas that I thought that, you know, are we going to show up for every particular kaupapa that you know, that is in that particular vein. I believe that, you know, if we're gonna support everything if you can. You know, we've had groups up here like and around Aotearoa, like the Polynesian Panthers. They've led the Pasifika people through, you know, some of the hardest times. And because I have a voice, I have a profile, you know, it doesn't matter about that. It just matters that some of us, you know, people made the effort to get there and support. There were Balangi people, there were Asian people, there were Afalikan people, there was Polynesian people, there was black people, there was just all types of people that were there amongst the crowd. And I was really, really, really proud that New Zealand, you know, Okilangi, you know, and other places, Christchurch had a rally as well, Wellington, at least we showed up on that particular day when we didn't have to, but people cared enough to actually show up and, you know, and let their voices be heard.
Who were some of the speakers that were there, and what were some of the things that resonated with you in particular at yesterday's gathering?
There was a couple of speakers. The microphones were just a little bit quiet at the beginning, so couldn't really hear. But Mr. Nate Nawa, you know, he represented, got up and represented for the Samoan community, the Pacific Island communities, which was great. And then Mr. Adesanya jumped up and, you know, world champion of, you know, of UFC. I think he's a champion. But, you know, he's amongst our community also. He jumped up and had a chat also. And a couple more American Africans got up and spoke as well. So it was a real unifying type of event. For me, it made my heart warm just to know that there are people that care and all, you know, people of all races, creeds, and colors, you know, different heights, different, you know, weights, you know, just all people just turned up, and it was great.
And you yourself personally, Bill, with COVID-19 and the lockdown, how has that affected your own music and what other mediums have had you tried to work with in order to express your artistic?
I'm really lucky. I mean, I've, you know, like most artists, most creatives, we lost majority of our income. And so that's harsh on any creative, any artist, any poet, any writer, any, you know, person in the creative sector. You know, we lost majority of our income. It hasn't been easy, and it's, you know, it's a struggle, but, you know, like every other Kiwi or person around the world, we're all struggling. And I'm sort of lucky that I work from home, so being home consistently for, you know, 7 to 8 weeks was pretty normal for me. But at that time, I thought to myself, shivers, I've lost a lot of my, you know, my income. What am I going to do? I was really lucky that I started DJing just, you know, out of necessity, because there's a lot of DJs that are going live. And I started DJing around the first week of COVID. I was like maybe 2 weeks after COVID started. And I you know, I got maybe just on Facebook. I've never gone live on Facebook. Then I got around 10,000 engagements. I was like, oh, that's pretty interesting, 10,000 engagements. That was on a Friday night. Got to the next Friday night, DJed again, got 26,000 engagements. So I was like, okay, that's pretty, you know, interesting. And then I started a reggae show on Sundays, which is called Mr. Majesty Sundays, where I just play reggae and support the, you know, the platform of reggae, because there's not no platform of reggae, because there's not no actually not many reggae platforms here in Aotearoa. And then, you know, 9 weeks later, I've got a good base of Ka Pisi Clan Fridays, which is on my Facebook, all my platforms from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. But also, I've got sponsors that have come on, my sponsors that have come on board. So I'm giving away Lovely Smiles teeth whitening worth $299. I've got Pizza Presto that are giving away two to three meter-long pizzas. I've also got Supplements, which is my supplement sponsor. We're giving away those free for the people. I've got Boom Clothing. I've got Higher Clothing. That's just on a Friday night. Then on the Sunday afternoon, I give away two speakers, House of Mali speakers, every single weekend. And Catch a Fire, which is one of the greatest groups, reggae groups in Aotearoa. have come on board and given me merch. Higher Clothing have given me merch. Rough Gems have given me merch. So over those last 28 days, I've managed to get up to nearly 350,000 engagements. And that's just by me just doing my two weekly shows. And, you know, and you, as you know, you've got to hustle. So I'm going to start a new chat show called Caps Chats and on my platform. And as because I'm a basketball hooper as well, I'm going to start another chat show for the basketball community of Aotearoa. So that's going to be called Hoops and Life. So, you know, every week I'll be doing three shows live streaming from my whare. And, you know, we're doing all right. And being a Pacifica, you know, artist, Pacifica entrepreneur, the only way that I can show our people of a different way out is just by doing it. So, you know, I'm building my platform. I'm taking on some of these biggies, the corporates. I'm taking on the government-funded, you know, companies that are getting government funding, because basically if I can do the same numbers and get the same engagements that a company that's getting paid millions of dollars, and I'm getting paid, you know, nothing, zero, but I'm serving the people and our communities, then I'm doing all right, and I'm happy with that. Hopefully some corporate will come along and say, Sulu, we love what you're doing, here you go, here's some kupe. But that's, you know, you've got to try and build the bridge, build the platform, so someone will see the work that I'm doing, and then maybe jump on later. And that's how I'm trying to, you know, create some income at this particular time.
You are definitely hustling, my brother. You are hustling right now. I'm going to send you an invoice for all of the free advertising that you had just done in the last 5 minutes. Okay, Uso? I love your work, my brother. Continue to follow you on Facebook. And thank you so much for keeping us up to date with what's happening in Auckland and also what's happening with your life, Uso.
They call me Faya, brother. That's the main people city, you know. We have to try. And the thing that I would say to all of our people out there that is listening, please just call a friend, call 10 friends, call 15 friends, and just asi asi and ask them how they are. And just facilia, hey, are you guys all right? And just to make sure that you can just check up on your friends, because through these COVID times, that, you know, we're having issues and we're having, you know, problems. So it's just nice that when someone reaches out and you ask how they are, and, you know, they're checked upon. And so that's what I would ask for all our listeners, to just, you know, shaki, to see how everyone is and how they're feeling, and just make sure that we check up on our friends and our family, but also other people that, you know, you haven't contacted in a while. That would be a great thing if we could do that as a Pacifica community.
Bill Raleigh, a.k.a. King Kapisi, musician and social justice advocate. Thank you for taking time to talk with us and for being the voice for the voiceless.